Michael Shield, 74. As a statistics professor, I tell my students a story about a group of AIDS patients. It was 1986. At that time, having AIDS was a death sentence. One of the first drug trials was in San Francisco. The number of volunteers was overwhelming. When you face death, anything looks better. In this drug trial, half were randomly assigned to the placebo group, the fake drug group. Very quickly, the researchers realized this drug trial was not going as planned. Some participants were exchanging drugs with each other, hoping they might improve their chances of getting some of the real drug. Others went to pharmacies, found out they were in the placebo group, and quickly dropped out. The researchers had to convince these patients to follow the protocol. Don't exchange drugs. Don't take drugs to pharmacies. Don't drop out. Otherwise, the researchers would never know if the drug worked. These patients, facing certain death, if assigned to the placebo group, agreed. The drug, AZT, was found to be effective. I hold these earliest AIDS patients facing certain death as real heroes.